Welcome to Love Your Heart, brought to you by Cleveland Clinic's Seidel and Arnold Miller Family Heart, Vascular, and Thoracic Institute. These podcasts will help you learn more about your heart, thoracic, and vascular systems, ways to stay healthy, and information about diseases and treatment options. Enjoy.
I'm Steve Ellis, Director of Coronary Intervention here at the Cleveland Clinic. And I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the treatment of in-stent restenosis, particularly focusing on brachytherapy. So in-stent restenosis is the development of another blockage inside a coronary stent that's been placed. That occurs in about 4% of patients over the first year. So it's infrequent, but it does happen. The usual treatment at that point with one blockage is to place another stent, or if the original stent was too small, to simply expand that stent. And that works a lot of the time, but not always. So it leaves us about one patient in 100 that after a year to maybe a year and a half has recurrent in-stent restenosis. That is to say, restenosis with two layers of stents. At that point, the treatment paradigm gets a little more challenging because placement of a third stent is usually associated with putting too much metal in the coronary artery and further reblockage. So the options at that point are to move on to bypass surgery, which sometimes is the right approach, or to use a somewhat advanced therapy. And in the United States, the options here have been limited. The only currently available treatment is what we call brachytherapy, which is localized radiation. For patients that have had regular stenting, the brachytherapy procedure is pretty similar. They don't feel any extra radiation that doesn't pose any extra risk. And the radiation is applied typically for 5 to 10 minutes after we optimize the expansion of the previously placed stent, and the patient goes home typically on what we call dual antiplatelet therapy, which is what they've typically been on before. Soon in the United States, we may have another option, and that's called drug-eluting balloons or drug-coated balloons. These have been available in Europe for the past decade, and they're also used for the same indication. They haven't been approved in the United States because up until recently, there hasn't been a U.S. trial that's shown them to be beneficial. However, at the TCT meeting, the AGENT trial was presented. And in that study, patients who had either one or two stent restenosis were randomized to balloon angioplasty or the new drug-coated balloon. And the drug-coated balloon reduced the risk of reblockage from 28% to 18%. These results are very similar to what would be expected with brachytherapy, although there's never been a head-to-head trial of brachytherapy versus drug-coated balloons. In fact, we're actually trying to develop that trial right now. So for patients that have this problem in the United States at this point in time, the options are typically bypass surgery or brachytherapy, as described. But in the future, there will likely be another option. So these are advances in the management of these patients. But for many, many patients, they provide years of benefit, but it is to be noted that brachytherapy has restenosis rates at 3 years that are considerably higher than what I just mentioned. They are somewhat dependent on the number of coronary stents that were placed previously. They run as high as 70% reblockage at 7 years for patients with three layers, down to 40 to 50 with 1 to 2 layers. So maybe that gives you an updated summary as to where we stand for the management of in-stent restenosis. For patients that are experiencing this problem, you can self-refer or have your physician refer you to the Cleveland Clinic. I should mention that there are only 40 to 45 centers that provide brachytherapy in the country, so we're happy to see you here.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. We welcome your comments and feedback. Please contact us at heart@ccf.org. Like what you heard? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or listen at clevelandclinic.org/loveyourheartpodcast.